This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Siri, play WFAN."
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go on a snowy, snowy Friday. Boy, quite depressed listening to Sal driving in, but so be it. That's the way it goes. The Eddie Scazzeri, handsome as always. Good to see you, and good to see the guy across from me. His name is Al Richard James Dukes. What's up?
Good morning, Jerry. What made you depressed about what Sal was talking about?
His 3 o'clock hour was how miserable living in this area is, which I completely agree with him.
With the weather situation.
COVID, stuck in your house. Yeah. And then he sees people on social media sending out photos from the Keys.
Yeah.
And South Beach. And it hit him, as I have said to him many times, why do we live here?
We live here. We all need to blame our families.
And he said that, yes.
Yeah, we live here because our families settled here.
Correct.
Why?
First place off the boat for my family, I would say.
Well, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why would someone live in Minnesota? Like, you've got to be an idiot.
I don't know. How
Minnesota, Michigan.
In Detroit. I don't know.
Right.
I do not know.
But you can't move now. Your family's here.
I could move. I really could. Because I actually think of this. How often do you see them?
Not often. The holidays.
Once a month? Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not come home once a month?
Because flying sucks
now. I don't have that issue like you do. But I get it. Let's just say times are normal again.
Yeah, even in normal times.
I have no problem.
I used to go back and forth from Florida when I lived in Tampa, and it's like a three-hour flight. There was times it would take me 9 hours.
Yeah, I understand. There's also times it could be very, very fluid.
I like that word. It could be very fluid.
It could be.
The drive-in was interesting today.
It sucked, actually.
Yeah, the snow is coming down so heavy. You got to be where it kind of hypnotizes you. If you look, it kind of looks like Star Wars when they're going through space and all the stars are going by. That's what the snowflakes looked like. Very dangerous.
Here's what I did. I set my alarm because I looked at the AccuWeather hourly forecast.
AccuWeather forecast.
So I laid down because I saw that the snow is supposed to start around midnight.
Yeah.
So I set my alarm for 1.
Smart.
Looked out the window. No snow.
Yeah.
Set the alarm. I had the alarm set for 1, 1:30, 2, 2:20. Got up at 1:30. No snow. Back to bed. 2 o'clock. No snow. And then I got up at 2:15, and the snow had started coming down. I couldn't believe how much was on the turnpike.
Yeah.
I was actually very surprised.
I felt the same way. I got up. The alarm went off at 2. I was like, I went right out to the window. There was snow on the grass, but nothing on the street.
Right.
I was like, that's cool. I leave an hour later, you know, do my show prep. I walk my dog, could get her fed, head out. I'm spinning out of my parking lot.
It was coming down heavy. Heavy and quick.
And then at some point on the parkway, the New Jersey Parkway, at around exit 109, somewhere in there, it's the parkway was covered, and then it just stopped, and it was clear.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's where they started the salt.
Or that's just like where the sticky snow line hit.
Yes, I don't know. Because there were spots on the turnpike, too, where you drive for a mile, and it was all wet, and then all of a sudden, boom, completely snow-covered, no tracks, nothing. I don't know.
Very strange.
Very strange, yes.
You know who's douchey in this situation normally? Jeep drivers.
Drivers. Also, you can get big SUV drivers. Like, I took my wife's Ford Expedition today.
Yeah, they all think, I have a Jeep. I won't slide.
You can slide.
Yeah.
But you can also drive a lot easier.
I suppose. I don't know. But the Jeep people, and they get on your ass like, you're a jerk because you don't have a Jeep. A Jeep Wrangler.
There was one guy that flew by me in I don't think it was a Raptor, but it was a Ford F-150. And he had so much crap in the bed between his four-wheel drive and then making the back heavy. He was
flying.
Yes. Like, he was bulletproof.
Yeah. Yeah, these people think they're bulletproof. Exactly, Jerry. And they look at you like you're a tool because you're trying to take it easy.
There was one guy that I got behind. He was doing 17 miles.
Yeah, well, right.
Now I got to move around you. I mean, let's go.
And then I like to ride in the tracks of the previous person.
Yeah.
But if they're going 17 miles an hour, then you got to get over to the fully snowed lane and go before you could get back over.
Now, you have one of the, you don't have to say what kind.
Yeah.
You have one of those cars that is lauded for its performance in snow.
You're right.
Is it?
No.
But one of the coolest things about those commercials, they show it zipping through snow and everything.
I decided, I was like, I'm going to pull out of my parking lot at home, and I'm going to test it out because there's no one around, no cars around. I hit the gas as normal. Fishtailing. I go, well, there goes that idea. I thought I was going to be one of these cocky guys driving on the parkway.
You know what makes a big difference, Jerry? Stick shift.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Because you can drive the added gear.
Yeah.
And it pulls the car differently, and you're absolutely right.
I agree. Mine actually is a stick shift. I have those paddles on the side.
That's
not a stick shift.
If you don't have a clutch.
No.
If you don't have a stick shift.
If I want to back that transmission down.
No, it's not the same.
So it's like a manual.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I could have done that.
No, for gays.
It's like a manual transmission.
I don't have my car because my car is being fixed right now, which is where I took my wife's truck. But yes, with the 5-speed, much easier. I do agree with that.
Yeah, I know what you guys mean. I have those paddles, so
you know how to drive a 5-speed, though.
I do.
I mean, you used to move my car all over
the
place.
Yeah, I used to like the 5-speed. I had
truck,
many 5-speeds.
Right?
I had a truck. I had a Honda Civic. I had a Saturn that was a 5-speed.
And you've gotten lazy in your older age, that's all.
Yeah, well, they're harder to find, like you said.
They are hard to find. Yeah. That is true. That's why when I bought that car 10 years ago, sight unseen.
You want a stick shift now because criminals don't know how to drive stick shifts.
Well, it's also a problem when you park your car in a garage.
Yes.
They all don't know how to drive the 5-speed.
Right. Then they're grinding your gears.
Like when we did that show on the ship
last
month, the first guy that did come out, which is why I think the car stayed as long as it did, I don't think I could see in his face. He didn't know what to do with the car.
What is this?
Yeah. So he made me put it in a certain spot.
When I was living in Florida, and this was a different time, this is the mid to late 90s, almost every girl I dated drove a stick shift. Like, even the women were like, stick shifts.
They like riding the stick shift. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe I just was attracted to girls.
But you are right. You can't find them anymore.
No,
they make very few of them now.
They've made very few. You know, Jerry, I listen to Carton and Roberts. I'm a very big fan.
I know you are.
Very big fan. I almost listen to them more than Boomer and Geo because sometimes I'm fighting with the callers and I don't hear Boomer and Geo. I'll bring up things here and you'll go, I did that yesterday.
Yes, that is very true.
I was busy yelling at some dope on the phone. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So I listen to a lot of Carton and Roberts. I love Carton and Roberts. I love Craig. I love Evan. That being said, I listened to the interview with this gal who had a sexual liaison with Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Her name is Ava Louise. I felt so sleazed after I listened to it.
So you were turned off by that interview?
I was turned off completely.
And so would you give it a couple minutes?
No, I wanted to see how long it went on, a long time.
So you stuck with it?
I did, because I wanted to see where is this going.
Yeah.
It went on for like 40 minutes. And the weird the thing I don't understand is she's a single woman. He's a single man.
Yep.
Okay, she slept with him, but it was so sleazy that she clearly is just interested in being weirdly internet famous.
Mm-hmm.
People know her as the girl who licked a toilet seat.
Yeah,
think about
which
this.
Is weird. Yeah,
she was used by Business Insider as one of these people that was trying to take down Dave Portnoy, and then realized she made the entire story up.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that true?
Yeah. No, I think there were some valid things. One, she broke COVID protocols and now has COVID, she told them. Did Antonio Brown, did he plan this move of taking off a shirt, which I don't think we really got. But it was weird to hear like Craig and Evan interviewing her on her sexual skills. I was like, what?
She volunteered all that.
Yes, but they asked too.
After she volunteered a lot, though.
I'm not sure which came first.
I feel like she was the one when they brought up how she got into the room. And it did, as someone that's, I've seen Super Bowl weeks and things like that. Everything she said seemed legit. Specific floors, signs, security, all of that stuff I've seen. So I don't think she's making it up. When she discussed getting in the room, I guess Craig did bring it up. So when did you? Yeah, I guess he did bring it up.
What are you wearing? Asking about the amount of time it took for the liaison.
Well, no,
last.
She volunteered. No, she did.
I don't know, man.
She 100% said the
30-second
thing.
It felt so sleazy to me.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm a big
you.
Fan. But I just felt sleazed afterwards. Like, I felt like I needed to hop in my bath fitter and clean myself off. I don't know. It was just
hearing these noises all morning.
I was just... I was
hey,
so,
that's the butt model.
I was so turned off by it.
I hear you. I do hear you.
Yeah, and I was so conflicted afterwards. Now, listen, it did get a reaction from me.
Which is, I get the point.
Right, but I just didn't feel
you
right.
Didn't care for it.
I thought it was an interesting thing that she has COVID and he was around all those Buccaneer right. players. That's interesting. And, did he pre-plan this whole thing where he was going to take a shirt off? Beyond that, I don't need to know positions that he was telling her he was going to put her
in.
That
didn't work for you.
Yeah, because the other thing I think that was sleaze city to me is the fact that she was so excited to get airtime and spill the beans.
Well, let me ask you this, because even Craig made the mention and brought up the point. She says she's got 8,000 paying customers.
Great.
No. But the reason why she's so excited is I bet you that number went up yesterday.
On OnlyFans?
Yeah. I'll bet you that number went up yesterday. I mean, her talking the way she was talking, and on TV they muted a lot. On radio, I think other stuff went through.
Sure did.
But, I mean, if you're a guy that's into that stuff, and the OnlyFans stuff, and the models and all that, she gave herself a pretty good advertisement yesterday.
She's one of a million.
Correct, but one of a million that got 35 minutes on the fan yesterday.
You know what's an interesting interview? Her in 15 years. Where are you now in your life? Because
yeah,
what
probably
are you
nowhere,
doing?
Be nowhere.
Right. You're getting paid now to lick toilet seats. Get lost.
She did say, I don't know if it's true or not. She said she'll make 7 figures this year.
Good. And she'll have none of it in 2 years.
I hope she hoards it like you would hoard it if you signed a 3-year contract.
So disgusting. She's just a disgusting human being.
I hear you. She was very happy to tell you about all the guys that she's been with.
What were you wearing? Ooh, I was so creeped out. I don't need older guys. It just felt weird. And then even Evan asking felt weird because he's like a non-sexual being to me. Like, Evan's not a non-sexual human being to
don't
me.
Don't tell his wife that.
I know. I can't imagine.
He does have children.
No, I don't understand. Like, I can't see Evan going like, ooh, yeah, baby. I can't imagine. He's non-sexual to me. I go to hear him going, asking about sexual positions. It's just weird.
Well, Craig had to explain a lot of them to him off the air.
I guess.
Stick my hands down my...
And then literally 2 segments later... Hardcore breaking down the Nets. I was like, what is this show? What am I listening to? I was all over the place. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know if I changed channels or what.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to call her back today.
Great.
So.
Oh, that's awesome.
They said they were going to check in with her today.
Maybe she's going to lick a urinal. Ugh. What a great gal.
Disgusting. Just gross.
What a terrific girl.
Yeah.
What a sleazeball.
She is someone's daughter, Al.
I don't know. Who knows? She can't have a good relationship with her father. I can guarantee you that.
I couldn't believe how young she is.
How old?
She's 21.
Right. Evan's 50. Craig's 50.
Is she a Rutgers gal?
I don't know. She mentioned...
Oh, yeah. She a Dean's List.
She did mention, but I don't know if she made that part up. Because she said when she met him, the story was that she went to Rutgers.
Yeah, she said that was not true.
But she's also 18. I don't know. Right. Yeah.
No, she said that was not true.
So she made that up.
Oh, she went to Princeton, Eddie, biochemical engineering major. She's very smart.
Yeah.
Ugh,
well, interesting
day. Loser.
Can I tell you?
You are a loser if you paid this girl any money to see her stupid OnlyFans account. There's pornographic images over the internet for free with beautiful women.
And yet a thing like OnlyFans is wildly successful.
I don't understand.
Me neither. I don't either.
Guys are odd. Weird.
Yes. Guys would have trouble spending $12 a month for a newspaper subscription, but they would send... and here's the other thing about these, too. Not only do you subscribe, the way I understand it, they send gifts and tips.
Oh, yeah. The guys do. Like, what? Oh, can I see your feet? Here's $5. Oh, God.
I saw ass.
What kind of society are we in?
The scummy.
Does this go on in other societies? It's worse
in other societies. Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're not far behind, but it's...
Tell us about your bodysuit you were wearing.
Butt selfies.
Butt selfies.
Butt selfies. Yeah. God, what a scuzz she is. Seriously. Just sleaze city. I just felt sleaze city.
So it's fair to say you did not subscribe.
No. Did I go to her Twitter to see what she looked like?
Of course you did, just like everyone else did.
I did do that.
Well, I was curious, too.
You were curious to see what she looked like, right?
Of course, because I never heard of her before.
That woman set women back years and years with that appearance yesterday. Just honestly, like, just get lost. And Antonio Brown, why would you get
enough of him? I'm Antonio Brown out. I don't even want to discuss him.
Not interested.
I agree.
I don't care.
I agree.
Get lost. I don't care what. And every day I go on Pro Football Talk to get other news. Like, he's still on the roster. He's still. Who cares?
He's not anymore, so we don't
no
have to
one cares.
Maybe
no, up, for real.
For real, for real.
Maybe he'll end up in the USFL.
Great.
Because I cannot imagine another NFL team giving him a chance.
I am tired of Antonio Brown.
Has he made enough money?
Sure, he has. But he may have maybe burned it on OnlyFans accounts.
He could have spent a lot of it. I'm just saying, I don't know. Is he one of those guys that's made a... I don't know what his big contract was.
Well, he owes money to a lot of people, though.
That's true. He doesn't pay people.
Yeah.
That was the genesis of the, that's how we found out about the fake card.
That's true, right.
And then this sleazy girl's on there going, this was so off brand for me. I mean, I'm a relationship person. Oh, yeah. Lick a toilet again on video for likes.
That's society.
God, can I interview her in 15 years?
Or in five?
5 years, right. Well, 5 years, we might still be paying people to lick toilet seats. But give me 10, 15 years.
The one thing I've noticed, and maybe I'm wrong about this, a lot of the internet fame comes and goes pretty quickly.
Let me talk to this girl when she's 35.
Well, yeah.
I'll be 100, of course, at that point.
Well, you'll be in your...
I'll be my 80s.
You'll be 67.
60, I'll be in my 60s.
Oh, my God.
That's who I want to talk to.
Oh, it's awful.
In a couple years.
Gosh. All right, we got to take a break. Get off this stupid topic. Because we got a couple things here.
Yes,
we got cool games coming up. And at some point, we need to discuss the Knicks.
Yes.
As well. And there needs to be outrage for Julius Randle.
Oh.
So far, I'm not really hearing it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because we murdered the two guys on the Mets for it. And for some reason,
all right,
there's not much here. But
so
we'll
let's
find
do this,
out.
Jerry.
If
we'll
Kyrie
do...
Irving did it, oh, my God, this radio station would blow up.
Right.
518, we'll do something fun next. It's called Cool Games. You might have heard of it. So don't go anywhere. And then we got Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oh, a little down with OPP. We used to do JPP back in the day. It is 5:23, soon to be 5:25. It's Friday. It's week 18 in the NFL. Now, we have done this for approximately 18 weeks, basically. I don't know. Maybe we picked up a week two or three. I'm not
sure,
but it doesn't matter.
I missed 2 weeks because I was out.
You did. So I know you did something online, and that's fine. I was not all that interested to do it when you were out, but it is so be it. I also didn't do the 5 to 6 when you were out because of I was with Sal for 4 hours.
Right. That's enough.
That having been said, in a moment, I am now going to turn things over because we've got our final edition until maybe we do it somewhere else along the line with another sport. I don't know. But right now, today is January 7th, 2022. Mm-hmm. It is the final regular season football Friday of the 2021 season. So with that, I turn things over to Al Dukes.
Jerry, did you hear my piano version?
I did not.
Oh, you want to hear that? This is my piano.
Yeah, go for it.
Live piano version I did of Cool Games.
Let's go.
Last week.
Time for Cool Games.
Oh, I'll say bravo, but I got to be honest, you do it much better with the Little River Band and the karaoke version.
All right, well, I'll close it out then with that.
Please do, because that sucked.
This year, that was terrible. You do without that. All right, Jerry, let's do cool games. The way this works, if you haven't caught on after 17 weeks, is I'll give you the games, Jerry. You give me your gut reaction right away. Is this a cool game, a game that you'd be interested in sitting down and watching?
Yep.
Or is this not a cool game? Start to finish.
Start to finish. Now, this is a weird one this week, because I got to be honest, I'm not 100% sure who's playing and who's resting.
Right.
I know some teams, others I don't. All division games, mm-hmm. So there should be a lot of them.
All right.
But my sense is there probably won't be.
All right, Jerry. And we also have two Saturday games this week for cool games. The first one happening at 4:30 Saturday, Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos. Jerry, is this a cool game?
It's not. I hate the Denver Broncos. Bore me. It's
Broncos are boring. And the Chiefs.
Not interested.
Right. At 8:15, you'll be busy at work on Saturday night. The Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Cannot wait for this game. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
For what purpose? For what reason would you sell this as a cool game?
It's Cowboys Eagles. It's in Philadelphia. It's prime time. The Cowboys are playing their starters. I don't know what Philadelphia is doing now. If Philadelphia decides to rest people since they clinched a wild card spot, then I will take my vote back.
You'll pull back the cool game.
I would, but I would anticipate, because here you got a couple things. You got the Cowboys murdered the Eagles back in Week 3. They beat them 41-21, and it wasn't that close. And also, the Cowboys lost to the Cardinals last week, so they want to right the ship a little bit. Philadelphia's got some payback. It's Philly. It's going to be cold. I'm into this game.
You've sold me. Cool game. Jerry, right. Sunday starts, 1 o'clock games, Green Bay Packers at the Detroit Lions.
Next,
we've got the Indianapolis Colts at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No.
Next. 1 o'clock continues. Washington football team at New York Giants.
Well, no. Interested, though, because you've got the whole Joe Judge, the fist fighting thing in the comment, and Ron Rivera doesn't want to talk about anything that's interesting, but that's interesting. Washington's probably ticked. The Giants suck. Are they going to end on a high note? So, looking game.
Yeah. It's not a cool game.
It's not a cool game. It's a terrible game.
But you'll be looking after the game or during the game.
I'm intrigued.
Was there any sort of Ron Rivera or Giants or Washington players yelling at Joe Judge on the sidelines? Something fun like that.
Were there shenanigans?
Were there shenanigans?
Yeah, I'm interested in checking in on this game sure.
Also in the 1 o'clock window, we have the Chicago Bears.
No, next.
At the Minnesota Vikings.
Not interested. Never
no
interested
good.
In the Bears. I'm sorry.
What about this one, Jerry? The Tennessee Titans. Who are 11-5 at the Houston Texans?
Cool game, no, but one that I'm interested in.
Okay,
because I don't think the Titans have wrapped up the one seed. They have to win, and Houston's been a weird team. They've competed in spots you wouldn't expect them to. So it's not a cool game, but it is a game that I would want to know the score of.
All right, what about this one at 1 o'clock, Jerry? It's the final. Ben Roethlisberger as a Steeler game. Steelers at Baltimore Ravens. By the way, is Lamar Jackson?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know who's starting a quarterback for Baltimore.
Does he exist anymore?
I know he has been banged up terribly.
Are they in the playoffs, Baltimore? No.
No.
Are they still in the mix?
I think they're still in the
mix.
But
like a million things.
They are.
But I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
All right.
Their last few, they've lost 3 or 4 games by a total of like 6 points. These 2-point conversions, last week Stafford, the touchdown late. Like, they've had a chance where they could be 10-6 going into this game. And instead, what are they, 7-9? Is that what, 8-7?
Which one? Steelers?
8-8.
8-8, yeah.
Ravens or Steelers?
The Ravens.
Ravens 8-8,
The Steelers are 8-7-1.
Well, you guys are on.
Yeah, but I'm not really interested.
Not interested.
The Steelers aren't any good. They're really not.
All right, there's one more 1 o'clock game on Sunday. It's the Cincinnati Bengals without Joe Burrow. Against the Cleveland Browns.
And no one's playing.
Without Baker Mayfield.
Is Case Keenum playing a quarterback?
Probably.
I'll pass.
All right.
We have any 1 o'clock games that are cool?
We have no cool 1 o'clock games.
Oof.
Nothing, Jerry. Legitimately nothing.
No.
A bunch of, like, big winners versus big losers.
Yeah.
All right, so you could take the 1 o'clock window off on Sunday. Let's see what 4 o'clock brings us. All 4:25 games. We don't get any early 4:05 games.
Right.
So all 4:25 Niners at Rams.
Yeah.
Cool game.
Yes, it is. I like the way San Francisco's playing. The Rams are visibly pleasing to watch, as we have
they
said.
They are visibly pleasing.
It's in L.A., you said?
It is in L.A.
It wouldn't matter, actually. But, yes, I would say cool game, yes.
So how about this? So Cooper Kupp could break the record this week, right? And it would be Megatron's record. Matthew Stafford threw to both those guys.
How about that? That's kind of neat.
If I'm Matthew Stafford, I'm like, I'm a Hall of Famer.
Matthew Stafford will be in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if he wins no Super Bowls?
Yes. There okay. are people in the Hall of Fame that have not won Super Bowls.
We'll agree to disagree on that. What about this one? Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, not
a cool game.
Good Lord,
Panthers
no.
are 5-11.
I got to tell you, very impressed with Brady, though, yesterday, with the way he handled the questions about Antonio Brown.
He is smooth.
He answered the questions without really answering the questions and also wasn't brief. So he really made you feel like he was giving you a good, detailed answer.
Yeah.
And then I go back and listen. I'm like, what did he say?
Like, that was a very thoughtful answer.
But
Thank
he didn't say
you.
Anything. But yes, I would say no, absolutely not.
All right. What about this? Battle of the Birds, Seattle Seahawks at Arizona Cardinals.
No.
What about this one?
Uh-oh, you're smiling.
New England Patriots.
So far, so good.
At Miami Dolphins. Always
yeah,
an
I would
interesting,
say so.
Intriguing
yes.
matchup.
I would say that is.
That's going to be a cool game for
I
you?
I would say it is.
All right.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints at Atlanta Falcons.
No.
Not cool.
That's 425?
Yeah, it's a weird one.
The Saints are still alive.
No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares
They're
about
not
the
a good team.
They don't have Drew Brees. No one's interested.
Their offense is horrendous. Their defense is good, but it's just,
And the final,
Falcons, please.
The final afternoon game, pitch your New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills. Is this a cool game?
No, but a game I'm interested in
right.
checking in on
interested,
for sure.
Interested, but
yes.
not a cool game. And
Correct.
Then finally, the Sunday night game, win and you're in, lose and you're out, the L.A. Chargers at the Raiders. The Raiders, the Raiders. Cool game?
Should be.
That is a cool game.
Yeah.
I'm voting. Cool game.
So you'll be up watching this Sunday night?
No. But it still is a cool game.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Yes.
That's
I'll
a cool
that.
Game.
I like the Raiders and the Chargers. And yeah, all right.
Would you be interested in this bet on if you're betting on Sunday? That for that game to end in a tie and they both get in? Because if that game ends in a tie, evidently they both get
what
in.
What are my odds?
I don't know.
Got to be like plus 25,000 for a game and then a tie?
And then they're both in the playoffs. Somebody made a great point, called in. They couldn't hang on to talk to Boomer and Geo yesterday or 2 days ago. The guy's like, why don't both these teams just not score?
Make a deal with one another?
They both get in the playoffs.
Let's see. What are the odds for them? I'm trying to find this.
Yeah. I need to get. I'm going to bet that because it's probably high odds. And I'll throw one of my $5 bets down. $10.
I don't know if I can even find this.
A tie game. That is possible.
Oh, no. I know it's possible. I'm just saying it can't. It's not one of those things that pops up really quickly.
I'll be rooting for the Chargers because I want my Chargers in. They were one of my teams.
Money line, Chargers minus 155, Raiders plus 125.
Raiders.
I got against the spread. I got over under.
Over under.
Money line. I can't find.
But you see, there might be things earlier in the day, like if Indy beats Jacksonville. That might.
Well, that's why you don't make the bet until a half hour before the game.
Right. It might negate the tie in both in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Good
yeah,
point.
I can't. I guarantee you can get it. I can't find it quickly online.
All right, Jerry, then let me sum up for you the cool games we have. Saturday night, 8:15, Cowboys at Eagles. We've deemed that to be a cool game. We've also got in the 4:25 window on Sunday, Niners at Rams is a cool game. Patriots at Dolphins is a cool game. And the Chargers at the Raiders Sunday night.
So I was at four.
That is a cool
game. We got
game.
Four then?
It looks like, well, let me add that up, Jerry. That's a one. That's two. That's three. That's four. Four cool games.
Four cool games.
And now, if I may, Jerry, I'll sing you out live.
Please
no
do.
No piano nonsense this time. All right, Jerry?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I will go for it. Time for cool games. Al and Jerry just brought you those cool games. That was cool games. Al and Jerry just brought you four cool games. And we're going to do cool games for the playoffs because especially Wild Card Weekend.
We have to do that.
There's not always cool games on Wild Card Weekend.
Oh, no, you're exactly right about that.
That does happen where you
All
get
right,
some
scrub games.
All right,
here we go. I found a tie.
All right.
What does this even mean? Plus 2,800.
Okay, for the game and end in a tie?
Yeah. If I'm reading this properly,
yeah.
Plus 2,800.
All right.
Now, you want really good odds?
Yeah,
you want good
I
value?
I want good value.
Plus 10,000.
Ooh, what happens?
The Raiders to win by 49 or more points.
It's 63 nothing Raiders.
I had
oh
you
my
for
gosh.
A moment there. Ooh, I'll put down $100.
I looked at, you know what's a really, you could see really crazy odds on those things. Like I'll go sometimes into the individual games. Like let's pick like Cowboys,
sure.
Eagles. And you'll look for a touchdown
yeah,
scorer.
Yeah.
And then if they're the first touchdown scorer.
Yes.
And you pick some rando fourth string wide
yes.
receiver to be the first touchdown scorer. Sometimes
and
it's
it
like,
happens.
Right? Sometimes it's like 14,000 to one. Or,
it does happen.
Yeah.
Or even just like to pick a lineman. To remember that one
yeah.
day, 2 weeks ago, four linemen on that Sunday, or three, maybe it was three, all had touchdown catches.
I did not remember that.
Yeah, that way you were off, you weren't watching football.
No, I did watch.
The Jet guy had a touchdown catch, one a guy in the Cowboys had a touchdown catch, and someone...
Maybe the Titans, I kind of remember.
Somebody recovered a fumble in the...
But no, there were three touchdown catches
yes.
by linemen, for sure.
Yeah.
Those odds are astronomical. And hard to find, too.
Yeah.
Because why would you...
Yeah, you got to dig in deep for those.
You do got to dig in deep. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, a little bit on Julius Randle and the Knicks, who had a great win at the Garden last night. Plus, there's a whole other bunch of stuff we can get to as well. It's 5:36. It's the warm-up show till 6. Boomer and Geo, then on the Fan.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, 20 in front of 6. What's up? Warm-up show until the top of the hour. Boomer and the Geo come in. Then we've done a lot so far. We talked about the woman interview yesterday with Martin Roberts. We did cool games. Just a minute. I don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but just a minute on the Knicks last night. Because they did, and I didn't see this game live. I opted to go to bed at 7 o'clock because I thought I was getting up at 12:30 to drive in snow. Saw all the highlights this morning. Biggest Knick comeback win since 2004. So that's saying something. Yeah, they were down by 25 points in the second quarter, down by 20 in the third.
2004 doesn't sound like a long time ago, Jerry.
17 years.
Yeah.
15, I'm sorry.
16.
18.
No, 2004.
18 years.
To 2020 would be 16.
It's 18 years.
17, 18 years.
Good it's unbelievable job. If you think of it. And I think this was February. It was March of 4. So it's almost 18 years that they did this. So they come back from 25 down to a weird Celtic team. And they win. Now, a couple things. A, Brian Anderson's very good. And Sal's right. Evan, he kept calling him Evan Fournier. Unless we're wrong, I've always heard it as Evan Fournier. But whatever. That's not. He has 41 points. It's a million threes. And Julius Randle, after he scores to make it 96-92, I believe, and the crowd's cheering for him at this point. He got booed earlier in the game. Very blatant thumbs down. To where Ian Begley of SNY asked him after the game, what did that mean? And he said, to tell the fans to shut the F up. That's his quote.
Like he doesn't want them clapping for him if they're booing him earlier.
No. And so it's interesting from this standpoint. When Baez and Lindor did it, they did something that they were trying to do between themselves to try and block it out. And somehow it got out. I don't remember. I guess it was Baez was very naive and just like, oh, yeah, no, it's for the fans. And like he didn't think there was anything wrong
right.
with it. But it was something that those two were doing, and it was just like, you know what? This is us, and thumbs down, and we're going to block it out, and we're just going to play. We murdered those guys and still do. Julius Randle came out, did the thumbs down, and then doubled down and said, shut the F up. And while it was a story overnight, I'm not saying it wasn't, I was surprised it wasn't more of a story.
So you'll know today, once the morning, like, see how Boomer and Geo react
yes.
to it, then see what Tiki and Tierney, Carton and Roberts, how they
Holy
all
cow.
Handle it to see if it becomes a story.
And I saw one report, it might have even been Ian Begley, I'm not sure. I saw one guy on one of these TV shows that said, you know, I kind of like it because it means he really cares. What? So that's okay because he's passionate, but it wasn't okay for the other two guys to do it. They didn't care. It's just so much inconsistency.
Yeah, it is weird. When I did see this, I thought it was fun at first. I was like, oh, it's fun to tell the fans. But I don't like giving thumbs down is not offensive to me. Like, I think it's you're not giving the finger to somebody.
Yeah, I didn't think the North thing was a big deal either.
But then when you are asked about it and you say that it means shut the F up,
and
that
he
I don't
said
like.
It.
That I don't care for.
Right.
We're very free with the language now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. 100%.
I blame podcasts. I blame streaming.
I blame music, honestly. Good one. I really blame music more so than podcasts.
I blame podcasts, streaming, music. We have no sense of what's a curse word anymore.
No.
People are filthy.
And what's unbelievable to me are the songs that are incredibly popular.
Yeah.
And are on mainstream radio stations.
Yes.
Pop stations.
Agree.
Which maybe in the past, you kind of thought you knew what they were saying, but you didn't know. With Spotify now and all these music services, it is loud and clear what they're saying. And some of the services even provide you lyrics.
Right.
The lyrics sheets.
You could watch the lyrics as you're listening.
People want to say rap music. Oh, yeah, of course. 100%. Hard rock, same thing. So, but the pop stars like Ariana Grande,
yeah,
it's to me is mind-blowing. You know, Doja Cat. I mean, have you heard some of those
Doja
lyrics?
Cat. I do not listen to any
it's
of that
unreal.
Top 40 stuff. I don't have children, so I don't have it.
Right. And
in
so
my
I
car.
Hear it because, you know, my wife will listen to whether it's 102.7, whether it's Z100, any of them. It blows me away. It actually does. It blows me away.
Yeah.
Very free with the language.
Right. So now that's going to athletes when they're asked questions after games.
Yes.
So thumbs down. I think it's fun. The telling us that it means the F word, that I'm not interested in.
I agree.
I'm really
totally
going
agree.
Full old man today.
Well,
I'm going full old man today, Jerry. I don't want anyone cursing after games. I don't want the sleazy girls being interviewed. I'm full on get off my lawn, old man style.
Well, at least it's a Friday, because I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong. You tell me if I'm right or not.
Alrighty.
If this was Monday.
Yeah.
You would not be doing this in such a good mood.
How so? Why do you say?
Because Monday, most people are surly.
Yeah.
And any time that you have gone off the rails,
mm-hmm.
most times it's been on a Monday or a Tuesday. Most Fridays are light and fun,
right.
Even if you're irritated by
yes.
something.
Good point.
That is, you know.
So that is, I will say I kind of understand what the, I don't know if it was a writer or a TV host you said that the difference was Julius Randle looked like he was passionate and the two Mets players, Baez and Lindor, looked like they were not passionate.
Well, he didn't make any reference to the baseball players. It was just the reference was to Julius
yeah.
Randle about how passionate he is about his game.
Right. But I'm trying to think back, like, did Baez and Lindor not act like they were into the season? And maybe that's where...
Well, baseball is just different. Baseball is not a in-your-face, you know, hockey, football, or even in cases like... Allie, what are you doing here?
Yeah, we didn't want Allie coming
what
in.
What in the hell are you doing
she's
here?
She's pregnant and she's driving a
oh
car in this weather?
Anyway.
Powder up Boomer's face?
Good grief. Anyhow... Like basketball, while basketball is not hockey and football, basketball can get very physical.
Yes.
And can be very emotional. I get it. Baseball is different.
You're right.
Baseball is just a more relaxed game. Yes, it can be passionate in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded, you down two runs, and you get the trip, whatever. But I don't know. I just feel like those guys were demonized and crushed.
They were.
And still get that. You can't win. You'll never win with the fans. Get out of here with that. I mean, okay. And Julius Randle's just passionate? He said, shut the F up. Like, to the fans.
Yeah, it is weird you'll see today.
Right, maybe I'm wrong.
We'll see today.
Maybe they will bury them and maybe, you know, I don't know.
Because I could see Tierney not liking that.
Me too.
Craig and Evan not liking it.
But it also happened in a thrilling win.
Right.
So that kind of maybe lightens the blow a little bit.
It does.
The Mets were... I don't know. I mean, they're still 19 and 20. It's not like the Knicks are 30 and 10 either.
Right.
I don't know. I was taken aback a little bit.
You are.
Yeah, like I turned the radio on. I expected to hear Sal screaming about it. And he did at times. I'm not saying he didn't. But he took the 3 o'clock hour to discuss how we'd like to live in South Beach.
Well, that's very important.
Which was fun.
I did see him tweeting anti-Randall stuff for the thumbs down.
But it wasn't like wall to wall, get out of here with this crap. Like literally took an hour to talk about living in different areas, which is great. I have no problem
he
with
was
that.
Dreaming.
And I enjoyed that conversation because I think the same things. But I don't know. I remember Lindor and Baez. It was nonstop round the clock. So
boy, that poor guy who invented the thumbs down, who was sitting behind home plate.
And that was from Todd Frazier that did it, correct? And then it was the guy that did it that gave the thumbs down to the players. Wasn't that a thing the Mets did with Todd Frazier?
I don't remember how that got started.
Yeah, I don't remember either now. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Or it was Todd Frazier was involved. You're right.
He was involved, I feel like. Todd Frazier. And it was when he was with the...
That old guy with the white beard giving with no facial expression, giving the thumbs down.
Yeah.
Or did they adopt it after he got the thumbs down?
I don't know. It was
quickly we forget things.
It was when Frazier was with the Yankees.
Yeah.
He was doing a thumbs down. Wasn't it when the Yankees played?
It was Yankees Mets.
But wasn't it the Yankees played a home game at City? No, that's not right. Yankees play a home game at City Field. And that guy was giving him the thumbs down.
Yes.
And then that became like the rallying cry for the Yankees the rest of the season.
You nailed it.
I think I did.
We nailed it.
You're saying yes, so you're not exactly confirming that. You're just...
Confirmed,
that sounds familiar.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Maybe that is the case. I don't know. It was still a good win.
It was a good win. In other weird Mets baseball news, I don't quite understand this. Former Mets GM Zach Scott.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Was acquitted.
Yeah, and found not guilty on everything.
In White Plains City Court of all criminal charges stemming from his arrest last summer for DWI.
Yep.
Which he got fired for.
Yeah.
But how does he get acquitted for that?
I don't know. I didn't read the release. Was there a release that explained it?
I read the stories. They were just like, hey, he was acquitted. Right. He was charged with this and acquitted.
Every story I said was more about how he was fired, even though now he's been found not guilty on two or three. I forget how many charges it was. Basically found not guilty on all charges.
You're either drunk or you're not drunk.
I don't know.
You blow into the thing and it tells you.
Was he not in the driver's seat sleeping in his car?
He was sleeping, yeah.
I know that. Was he in the passenger seat? I don't know.
He was sleeping in his trunk. And he's been acquitted of all charges. Yeah, that was just weird.
Because I told you, that happened to me in college when I went and saw my friend at Albright University or Albright College, whatever, in Pennsylvania. And we went to a party and my car was parked outside the dorms and we got split up at one point because it was nuts. It was in September. And I had plenty to drink. I didn't know where I was or where. And I think I had a cell. I don't remember. I think I did have a cell phone. But for some reason, I couldn't get in touch with my friend Mike. And I didn't know where to go. So I went in my car and went to sleep. And a campus police guy knocked on my... Now, the car was off. But I was sleeping in the passenger side. Car was parked. And he basically, I rolled down the window. And he goes, you better get out of the car. I have to give you a DWI. I'm like, but I'm not driving. He goes, you're behind the wheel. I'm like, yeah, because I don't have anywhere to sleep. I lost my friend. I don't know where to go. He goes, they get in the back seat. And I went in the back seat.
Really?
It was very nice.
Yeah.
But I didn't have, the car wasn't on. The keys were actually on the passenger side seat. So I guess that's why he didn't arrest me. I didn't know that. I had no idea what that law was.
I don't know. I'm a man. I'm 52. I don't know that rule.
Yeah, and man, that might not be for everywhere, but back in 1993, that happened to me.
Do you think there was a time when our grandfathers were around that drinking and driving wasn't a thing? Like, that you just drank and drove and...
No, it was a thing. Of course they did.
No, I'm saying, like, it wasn't penalized.
I don't think in the 1970s there were laws against it. Guys would go play cards and drive home drunk. There was no... And it wasn't... It was nothing.
Yeah.
Right. I think I'm right about that. I don't think those laws came into play until the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, I don't either. Imagine when those first passed, people were like, what? We can't drink and drive? What are you
And now if you have
about?
Two beers, you will fail
careful.
A test. All right, we got to take a break. I'm sure people will correct us on Twitter. I don't doubt that for a second,
Twitter doesn't
actually.
Do that, Jerry.
Well, you're kidding. Boomer and Gio coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, we will get to an Odyssey Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence. Ties in the NFL. Yeah, take it away.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. We got a couple minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Thrilling Nick win, but just fans just know Julius Randle told you to, quote, shut the F up and gave you the thumbs down. I'm not making that up. He said that. He told Ian Begley that. Tonight, the Nets take on the Bucks. What else? Devils won. Rangers lost. Shesterkin into COVID protocols. And, yeah, there you go.
In more confusing sports media news, Jerry, The Athletic has been sold.
I was going to tag you on this, but I figured you would see it as soon as you got home.
The New York Times bought The Athletic.
The failing New York Times.
That's unbelievable.
For $550 million. Dollars. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought The Athletic was hemorrhaging money.
I tweeted that yesterday. I just tweeted this story and I wrote the failing New York Times. Well, everyone was like, you Trumpster, you talk like that idiot. You're orange.
I think that's funny.
Trying to be have fun.
Yeah. The failing New York Times.
You can't have fun anymore. You can't.
The failing New York Times. They'll be failing now. You can't pay $550 million for the
NFL. I didn't realize newspapers were doing well enough to spend $500 million on a struggling site.
Some people told me that the New York Times has a pretty decent size subscription, online
really?
Subscription.
Well, you know what? If anyone's going to, I would think it's got to be them. The LA Times, the New York Times. That makes sense.
The failing New York Times.
I guess they're not failing at all.
They're not failing,
Good
Jerry.
For them.
And I also see that A-Rod, you know, we talked about yesterday about A-Rod doing a Manning cast type thing for Sunday Night Baseball. Yep. They want to team him with Michael Kay.
Great. I mean, I love A-Rod. You know that. I've always said that. I thought Michael Kay and A-Rod didn't like one another. Apparently they must, though, if they're going to do this thing.
They love each other.
So, I love the idea. I really do. And I don't know that it'll make me watch the game anymore, just like the Manning thing doesn't make me watch. I'm not interested in that. But if I would, I'd give it a try.
Well, even the Manning thing, like, it gets a million, million and a half tops.
Right.
That's, you spread that across the country, that's not a lot of people.
True. You're right about that.
Because I wanted money.
Right,
well, he's
going
to get more.
Give me money.
So, hey, good for him. That's what I would say. I do, but I like A-Rod. If he would be unfiltered, which I think he would, and I know Burkhart's told me enough stories about what he is. But dealing with him and how he treats employees, like, he seems like he's a really good dude.
Yes.
I know he's a fake. I know that in certain cases. But Kevin glows about working with him.
Yeah.
So if you get that A-Rod, I think it'd be fun.
They might call it K-Rod.
Yeah, the K-Rod cast.
K-Rod cast.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
I just wonder how many people, if the Manning cast is only getting a million.
Yeah.
What's that going to get?
Well, you hate baseball, so I'm saying you're going to predict 22,000.
Well, not only that, I don't hate baseball, but I don't love it. And they're not the Mannings. No one knows who Michael Kay is outside of New York.
No, but everybody and their brother knows who A-Rod is.
I mean,
A-Rod was on Shark Tank.
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.